It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Right. We rocking out this morning. We having ourselves a good time. That is D.O. Reese.
What I do?
I am D.K. Mac 1 and we're the Sports Shop 1 because we're never, ever number 2. Rocking out with the firm. Hop along. What's up, Hop Along? How you doing?
Hopping and popping.
I ain't mad at you. Keep doing what you're doing. Just don't break nothing else.
I know, right?
We got my main man G Money back there behind the glass. So, G Money, do you have a poll question today, sir?
I'm putting one up right now.
Yeah, it sounds intriguing already.
Well, I just thought of it off the top of my head. So since we were talking
about where it comes from,
yeah, usually since we were talking about vacation spots yesterday, I'm thinking about asking. Besides sports, what's North Carolina more well known for? Famous landmarks or restaurants? Like if you were coming, if somebody from out of the state was coming,
that's a good question.
What'd be the first place?
Bam,
this your place? I like to eat, so restaurants for me. I don't do all
really
the travel.
Up. Really?
I'm just saying.
Really, Pam? Okay, all right.
You ask.
Oh, that's a good one. Put that one up.
Which one is most important?
I'm curious about that. I don't know. What is North Carolina more famous for? Huh?
But it would have to be the beaches and stuff like that. I think that's what people come for when they're tourists. So
that's
depends
what
on what you're asking.
So would that be, that's under the landmark category?
Landmark? You know,
that's what that would fit. No, they're not coming to tourist state capital downtown Raleigh.
Probably not.
They're not coming to tourist state capital downtown Raleigh.
Probably not.
Glenwood South.
Well, yeah. While I'm here, let me just go by downtown.
And by the way, J Dub said that was 1982. Yeah. Trouble Funk. You saw that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
your peeps be knowing.
They be knowing.
They know that music.
But even that, I'm like. I don't think they remember that one. I mean, it may be 1982 Trouble Fork, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe, okay, well, that sounds about right. So that was the Houdini sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Yeah,
you
know that's right. That's right, yeah.
So that's
early on, like, you know.
Yeah, that sound. That's that sound. You know.
Rapper's Delight kind of thing,
yeah,
you know.
So
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
So it's which is amazing because every era, they all kind of mimic and copy each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They sound
similar. Same type of.
Genre. Except for Luther Vandross, who was always a, you know,
appeal.
Step above.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Huh?
Teddy Pendergrass was always a step above.
Yeah.
So you don't think Luther was close to Teddy? I mean, Teddy was close to Luther. You don't think so? I mean, I was just asking.
8-hour car ride versus 2. It is what it is.
Yeah, probably true.
You know what I mean? You
can put Luther in and just drive.
You know what I mean?
So Luther's your 8-hour That should be a question a lot of people. So Luther's your 8-hour car drives.
Yeah.
Artist.
Yeah.
So I got a lot more. I got about 4 or 5 better than that.
Well, you can't stay focused that long. That's he got to have 4 or 5 of them. And he get bored with it. He's like,
I can't keep changing.
He keep changing them up.
But since I have a very broad base of music tastes. And genres.
Okay.
I deform myself the opportunity to hear several different types of music.
A music.
And that's what I do.
Because you're a musician.
Because I'm a
well.
Musician and a singer.
And a singer as well. Who happens to be
I got to be fair to myself.
Yeah. Toot your own horn.
Right, there you go.
Beep, beep.
Since I know a lot.
And I'm gifted and talented.
I got to listen to a lot.
That's right. I mean, I got to be fair to myself.
That's right.
I can't be just pigeonholed into this just one artist.
I'm not stuck in a box. You better do it, Reed.
Boy, that's something else there. I ain't gonna lie.
I tried to tell you, we open-minded on this show.
Open-minded.
Wow.
I tried to tell you, fair and balanced he is.
Back in the country, they would call it high-minded.
High-minded.
Oh, that's funny.
That's high-minded. That's what they say in the country.
I'm gonna write that one down. He high-minded.
He high-minded. Wow. Actually, that's the first time I heard that. That's pretty good, though.
Thinking highly of yourself.
That's what it said, Bell Creek. High-minded. Oh, he high-minded.
Speaking of high-minded, Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely high-minded right now.
He is high-minded. He is definitely high-minded. But before we get into that, we got so many things we want to talk about. The ACC. ACC, which is... So, And I apologize because I don't know. Maybe I'll get a history lesson when I go to Charlotte. The early days of the ACC, when Maryland was there and maybe some other. Who's not in the ACC that was in the early days that started?
A couple people.
Outside of Maryland.
South Carolina was in the ACC.
South Carolina was in the ACC. Okay.
Yeah, they was prominent in the ACC.
Yep. Which and, they probably should have stayed.
Yeah. Yeah, got the SEC. They ain't changing
the
because
they've been
bit
getting their ass with their ass.
Yeah. That part.
They've been getting drunk. They've been drunk ever
part.
Since.
You're right about
and
that.
Clips are like, we winning. You not.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So, the headquarters for that early conference was in the Mecca of sports in the Carolinas, Greensboro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think the first, I think the first location was somewhere else. I can't remember.
You think so?
Yeah, we're going to find out in a second.
Oh, I doubt if it was Raleigh. I know that.
Right.
But primary location, to your point, is Greensboro, as we speak right now. Yeah.
Right. So the conversation is about the growth of the ACC as they continue to expand. You know, we started this recent New York thing.
Yep.
Which I'm still not a fan of.
I hate that. Matter of fact.
I'm still not a fan. Right. Hopefully we can cancel that.
Yeah. that makes no sense.
Hopefully we can cancel that.
Right.
And what I'm talking about is moving the ACC tournament around, which is something they've been doing. And it's going to New York. It's going to D.C.
D.C.
It's going to Charlotte.
Yeah.
And back in Greensboro.
Yeah.
Interesting experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what they gained from it other than the possibility of this TV revenue.
Yeah. This New York so Life. Where they headquartered at?
New York Life.
Wouldn't it be fun? New York, wouldn't it be fun if New York Life was headquartered in Miami?
Oh God!
New York Life headquartered in Miami.
I think that's part of why New York Life signed on as the main sponsor is for that reason. Because if you think about it, all the teams that's up there, Syracuse and where you got Pittsburgh right there.
Yeah,
right.
That's New York.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah.
But it's, you got nationwide teams, right?
Right. Right.
So you got national draws, as they call it.
Right. Right.
And
right.
The national draw is Duke, Carolina.
Right.
So, and, you know, as long as they're kicking around NC State, somebody don't want us to watch.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
The Louisville has a little.
Stop.
The Louisville has
stop that. You stop it. You stop it. Now, my homeboy, hey, look, Kenny's brother, look.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Kenny Payne.
Don't you tell him. But, you know I'm with you. But right now, you're not that.
So.
You're just not.
So, Greensboro was the.
Greensboro.
The headquarters.
Mm-hmm. The headquarters.
Now the conversation is about moving as they continue to expand.
Okay.
You know, look for the TV contract. And some people said it should be, they should try Florida.
Yep.
You know? And, nah. New York wasn't even going to be, that's not even a question.
Right.
Stay in Greensboro. Maybe go to South Carolina. Maybe go to Atlanta.
Atlanta was on the list, yeah.
Maybe go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But it looks like Charlotte may be the answer. Mm-hmm.
Yep, which we said that before they even started talking about moving the headquarters.
We right back.
I'm yeah, right back again.
I mean.
We right back. All that dating.
I know. Throwing for the ball and not be back.
All that dating.
Dating all
that,
these other people when you, it that, was right in front of you the whole time.
See what I'm saying? All of that cleaning off your social media, you know what I mean? Unfollowing people. All that.
Giving them your phone. Like giving them your phone. They want to go through it.
Yeah, all of that.
You end up right back where you started. See?
Come on back on. Yeah, come on. Come on.
You don't come know what back. You got to. It's gone.
Hey, I got to read. What you want for dinner? Right back on. Come
it's
on back.
Pretty much like that. Seriously.
That's where we ended up.
So the headquarters, they got earmarked $15 million to put the headquarters back in Charlotte.
Yes.
Which it'll be a lot of conversation about this. We'll be there in about 3 weeks for the ACC football. But I think we'll be
in Charlotte.
Right, we'll be in Charlotte. So I think it makes sense.
I think it's a great move. I think it definitely makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a plus. Look, first of all, Syracuse and the Pitts and all those teams, y'all need to get the hell out of there. Come on down, get yourself some fresh air. You know what I mean? Every now and then, come enjoy yourself.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? If, you know, people Florida State, y'all, come on. Come on, you know it. And I don't even want to tell you Louisville. You know you need to get the hell over there. Y'all come here, enjoy yourselves. Atlanta, you know, you just, you first cousin, so.
Mm-hmm.
So just come on.
Yeah, so I for us.
You know everybody want to go down south to visit their relatives.
I know. That's true. Mm-hmm.
So come on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And stop complaining about the sweet tea. Don't matter what Boeheim said. Ain't nothing wrong with the food here. There's nothing to see in Greensboro.
There's nothing to see in Greensboro. Okay.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
That's the old Reese.
Yo.
That's an extraordinaire. Light on his feet. Boy.
That's right, boy.
Damn, well, he light on his feet.
Real light.
Unlike Serena.
We got the one and only, the firm, Pam Thompson-Smith, rocking out. What's up, Pamela?
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Are you staying out of trouble this morning?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
No, you are not, Pam. You can say that to anybody but me. Pam, I will say, I did go back and look at White Lake.
You did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have been vindicated, Pam.
Awesome.
White Lake is not, it's okay. It's not a dirty pond. It's,
right.
It's very nice.
It's a lake.
It's very nice. It's very nice. So yeah. Nice-ish. Yeah. See what I'm saying? So it's nice.
Okay, so
I'm not going.
You're going to take your family there or you still going to the beach?
I never hear the end of that.
Oh, okay.
I never hear the end of that if that was the case. And we got the one and only Graham back there behind the glass.
God almighty.
Ah! Graham, where'd you find that one? Where'd you find that one? Look. That's back when me and Coach Williams used to get into it all the time. We on good terms now, so because he retired.
Oh,
but Graham, how are we doing on our poll question, sir?
Our poll question brought to you by Oak Grove Tech. I asked, besides sports, what would you say the state of North Carolina is better well known for? Famous landmarks or famous restaurants? And so far, 75% have said landmarks.
Wow.
I mean, that makes sense, unless it's like. The Angus Bond or something like that. Everybody, I mean, outside of that, that made sense.
Listen,
right?
He loved to drop it.
He's killing me.
No.
By the way, today is Angus Bond's birthday or something like that.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Carl Vann.
Doors open on this day in 1960.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
That's pretty interesting, huh?
That's really interesting.
Everybody got some specials today.
Yeah.
You ever been in Angus Bond?
They'll never have no specials.
Get those specials.
You know, like a celebration.
Oh,
anniversary.
Yeah. Van's a pretty special young. Yeah, she's a special lady.
I've been with Reese.
Yeah.
You know, that's his
have
spot.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, we go to all the time. We go to Angus Bond all the time.
All the time.
Yep. It's good people. She's good people, man. Angus Bond is one of the most hospitable, right? One of the most hospitable places you could possibly go. I mean, it's a great place for me. So anyway, real quickly, man, I know we're going to come up against what we go to the bottom of the hour, but I was torn with discussing Baker Mayfield or discussing Kyrie Irving. Mm. We don't have enough time to talk about Baker Mayfield's saga right now. So I got a question about Kyrie Irving, Reese.
Okay.
What if it's not over yet? What if the Brooklyn Nets we think are the Brooklyn Nets won't be the Brooklyn Nets? What if they may have plans to just break it all up all together?
No, I don't see that could happen. Why even?
Well, so they could trade him. And by that, meaning the first shooter drop would be Kyrie.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I know they signed him to, he opted in for that 1 year contract. And it's 1 year for a reason. Because they're not sure how he's going to, when he's going to show up for work.
So how you going to convince anybody else?
Right. To come there as well. So that's what I'm thinking.
Well, not come there, but like to take him off your hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his trade value. I mean, because, you know, he thought he was slick.
He diminishes his own trade value.
He thought he was slick. He said, here's the teams I won't get traded to. What makes you think they want to trade for you? And we wouldn't do that.
High minded.
Well, you the only person I would date. What the hell make you think?
That I want to date you.
Yeah, right. It have to go both ways.
You better know who the prize is.
Like, you asking me? What? That question is no.
It has to go both ways.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN He seems to think it's not over yet.
I heard that yesterday, yeah.
Let's hear from Brian.
Let me just say this about the Lakers. He obviously was very interested in joining the Lakers. The Lakers are very interested in having him. People that are, this is their lives, are telling me it ain't over.
But that's just like, you know, try to put some sensationalism in reporting.
You I mean, think I, so?
Well, listen to his scenario, how he thinks it could actually play out.
Okay.
Let's hear from Brian.
Westbrook for Kyrie trade, the Lakers would save $11 million. That costs something. Same. Westbrook and two unprotected or two lightly protected first round picks for Kyrie. Okay. I know people are telling me you're crazy. Why are you talking about this? It would bail out the Lakers for this season and potentially next, and could potentially influence LeBron James thinking when it comes to extending his contract in August.
Okay, I got two things. First of all, you want to extend LeBron's contract to what? I mean, at some point, he's going to be like Serena.
You mean at some point? We're getting close now.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
For the fact he stays in shape.
Right.
That's one issue. And why would Brooklyn want to take Westbrook on? Why that makes no sense. Why do that?
Right.
And KD there, too. They played together before, but I don't think they're cool like that. So, we're talking about
we're
it,
stuck.
And the purpose for him saying this is for
stuck.
Us to talk about it.
Right. Now, opinion. What I did read was that Westbrook has decided to exercise his $47.1 million player option.
What's weird is people say this like they go say no. Don't give me $40 million.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course they're gonna take the $40 million bucks.
Right. So the question is whether or not, you know, trading him will be possible. But there is somebody else that's looking at Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Somebody's always looking.
That's kind of got a plan for him. Yeah. The Hornets.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's talk to Scott first. I got a question about
that. I like that, though.
You like that?
I love that.
He loves that.
Let's go to Chicago. You're killing me. You like that, but you don't like the other one. Okay. Chicago, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are my friends doing? You look fantastic on television, by the way. I love the dynamic of looking at Reese Kamak and the firm on television. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. But you know what? You got to check it out. Listen, Reese and Kamak, you guys made a great point going to Charlotte next.
We're losing you, Chicago.
Stay in one spot because when you move, you fade out.
Stay in the kitchen.
It makes dollars. And since, are you kidding me? Reese came at Pam Thompson Smith, but I said, I offer you $15 million to move to Charlotte. You're going to be still sitting in that studio. You're going to be getting those, you're going to be calling up those movies. You're going to Charlotte. And Kyrie Irving, he's crazy, but he ain't dumb. Yeah. And Russell Westbrook, too. He may dress like a fool, but he ain't no fool. You're going to walk away for $47 million? You got to pull me away for $47 million.
That's
what
true.
We're talking about, Reese came at. From Pam Thompson Smith is dollars and cents. Because dollars make a whole lot of sense. It's the greatest show in the world.
I love you, dude. That's
pretty good.
That was real good.
Dollars and cents. Make a whole lot of sense.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, look.
That's pretty good.
I'm with him on that. Dollars make a whole lot. Now, wait a minute. Before we go to break, real quick.
Yes.
What the hell you mean?
Well, because.
Go take him to Charlotte. No, come on.
Westbrook to Charlotte would bring some experience to that young team. It will give him some examples of how you should play to be a professional in this league. His work ethic. Nobody works harder than him. He didn't play well, offensively last year in the NBA, his work ethic is above anybody, in my opinion.
I see where we're going.
Yeah. So he's teaching Melo and those other guys, and Rozier, in terms of, this is how you're going to be a pro.
Now
this is how you want to be a pro.
This is Reese's
watch me.
Most important player.
Not another one.
This is that Reese-ism right here.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to follow the tea leaves on this now.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he gets on this, it's the most important player he's looking for. He's looking for that glue guy.
Right.
That's his favorite. He wants the glue guy. Now, mind you, shoot a lot over here. Don't know nothing about no flu guy. But that way, but he knows to win. That's what you got to have.
Right. Right. And another reason would be it makes, going back to dollars and cents,
sure,
for Charlotte, because they get an experienced person, just like you're talking about, right, to bring in and be somewhat of a leader there as they make plans for Bridges and Mellow Ball. But also, Westbrook would be on a contract that would be expiring, money-wise.
Well, so, all right.
That's a benefit.
Yeah, this is his last $41 million.
Right.
I can tell you that right.
That's a benefit.
This is his last
How does it sound? I mean, I think you're good with your last 47. Hey, man.
Okay.
I got some bad news for you. This is the last year you're going to make $47 million. I mean, we don't really.
Yeah, that's probably not a death sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it was, but it's probably not a death sentence. It's not the end of the world.
But, man, I do love that move. I think Westbrook is going to bring. If anything,
you just want to glue. That's what you want. I know that's what I can feel it. That's what you're looking for on that team.
They need some leadership. That's what we talked about. Who's the leader on that team?
That's true.
We keep saying it ain't
Bridges.
Not one.
It ain't Bridges. Mm-hmm. Melo is not there yet. He's talented.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
What you saying about people that lion dance, Reese?
No, I said lion dances. People that dance off this song typically don't get danced or asked to dance during the other song. That's all I'm saying. So this is they one shot. For the whole night.
Wow.
And to show the ones on the wall, what they're working with.
Just tell me.
Okay.
Everybody know that. Everybody know what I just said.
Wow, we all Reese. Know. We all know it's the truth. Oh, Reese, I can't believe you said that. What?
I'll say it again.
For the ones that didn't hear him the first time.
And you know I'm telling the truth? Right or wrong?
I like doing the wobble. Does that mean that
uh-oh.
I'm just saying, though. Uh-oh. Tell me when you get out there. They be out there.
Yeah, because when I get off, I want so-and-so to be asking me to dance.
Oh, so you got this, okay, on display. You let people know. Show what they're working with.
Okay, my bad. You know, you had a little stuff to wobble.
For my experience, when I've seen them, most people that dance off a wobble, they don't get asked to dance during the regular other song. That's all.
Well, then maybe you should go ask them to dance.
I mean.
Shame on you, Reese. I can't believe you say that about people that enjoy. Getting out there as a collective,
doing the line dance together.
And what people don't realize that the statement that K-Mac just said, how he posed that, he agreed with me 110%.
It's just how he put it. Not 100%, but 110%. He agreed with
the extra 10.
I am appalled.
Oh my God.
And Randy.
I ain't endorsing that.
That you would say that about individuals that like to get out, have a good time, party. You don't need someone else to ask you to dance to get out and have a good time. Ain't that right, Pam?
I don't like dancing with girls.
Why you ask Pam? Pam, you dance off with the wobble.
No, I dance.
Are people ask you to dance?
What?
No, I'm just asking.
If I'm in position for that, yes.
If you're in position for that, okay, got it. I just want to know. Because sometimes you go there, and I know some girls, they don't dance until that song come on because nobody asks them to dance. They put that in 2 or 3 minutes, and that's it for the night.
But most of the time when you go places like that, you got like 100 women to 10 men.
Oh, so that's the problem.
That's the problem.
The line too long.
Line too
long.
You don't do lines. You don't do lines, Bam. You don't do lines.
Wow.
We not talking about me. We talking.
Okay, you're right.
We generalize.
Yeah, we just generalize. You're right.
Yes.
I don't know what else.
My bad.
I learned things new about Reese every day.
Because I'm going to know you in the crowd and be like, hey, come dance.
That's right. There you go.
I don't know. I learned things new about Reese every day. I tell you.
About Reese? I mean, I'm just telling the truth. For y'all, so anyway,
I tell you, he's just so cynical, man. I tell you, shame on you. I feel for you,
everybody,
you individuals that dance like that.
People,
that's what Reese thinks of you.
They understand exactly what I said.
That's what Reese think of you.
No, it ain't nothing to do with me. I love everybody. Hey, ain't got nothing to do with me.
Reese loves to dance.
Right, and I love to dance. I just broke it down like it really happens.
He said that's all you got.
I'm just saying.
You can't bet you something else. I ain't mess with you.
My bad.
Ratio is like 20 to 1. I mean. Might as well wait for the line dance.
But now they girls dance together though, so it don't matter. They get dog, yeah. You guys look little groups and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys don't do that?
No.
I just thought I asked. I just dance with a cup.
Oh, that's what you do.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Anyway, speaking of dancing and I guess you say musical chairs.
Nice segue. I'm trying to see where the segue is going. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot who we were talking about. I was like, ooh, wait a minute. Can't go too far. Speaking of dancing and musical chairs, Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Let's make a promise to ourselves. Can we go a week without talking about these three individuals? Draymond Green, mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving, and Baker Mayfield. Y'all think we could do it?
Probably not.
they're in the news.
That's
what's talking about.
Reason probably not.
Not to the 20th and 21st.
But so, that's the same week the Maker's going to be in Charlotte. That's interesting.
The brother's going to be in Charlotte?
Oh, there you go.
I can't wait.
I wonder if the SEC people know. Did they know that?
Probably not.
What were we talking about?
I told her.
Yeah, you probably did.
I told her.
The ACC football meetings, 19th through the 21st mm-hmm. in Charlotte. And that same week is the National Conclave for Omega Psi Phi. So that'd be interesting.
So, this, Pam?
I know some people out there.
You got to make up your mind.
That's right, Pam. Oh, that's a good point. Pam ain't getting missing.
Am I supposed to be working the whole time?
Get missing you want to. Get missing you want to. You think I was gonna call you out? I would be like, well, no Pam today.
I just thought about that. That's
hadn't seen Pam since 5 o'clock yesterday. Anyway, Baker Mayfield, he said that the team's gonna have to come back to me.
That's right, but that's what you do.
So, with Deshaun Watson's hearing coming up today again, or about his suspension
with the
league, they're meeting today with the arbitrator, I guess, and the CBA or the NFL Players Association and the league and all, which a suspension is coming, is looming. That's going to happen. Now we have Jacoby Brissett set to take the reins, possibly. And Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield has been in trade talks for some time with multiple teams with the Cleveland Browns. And Baker's basically said, I guess he's conceded to the fact that if they want me to play here, they're going to have to come ask me. Or come back to me. Before we go to Phil Yates and some of these other guys that were commenting on it, is Baker really stuck? I mean, where does he go from here?
I mean, Baker's fine because the check's clearing every time he gets paid. So
it's going to clear.
So
you'll stay in a bad relationship as long as you're getting something from it.
Right.
he's getting paid.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you learn something, boy, this show every day. Look at him.
So, I mean, it's really, before the season started, he would be with another team, in my opinion.
That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be with another team. Somebody will say, you know what?
I definitely believe that, yeah.
I mean, he could come to Charlotte, but no, that's another conversation. We talk about that a lot. So,
You know, the Seahawks, Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle's is another opportunity.
They're really looking at him.
So,
Mary Kay Cabot on Spain and Fritz talks about the Browns and Deshaun Watson selling in case any effect that it may have on things. Let's hear from Mary Kay about that before we talk about Baker Mayfield staying.
To this point, it really hasn't. They've done their own investigation. They talked to at least 11 of the accusers. They talked to Deshaun Watson for 4 days on 2 separate occasions, and they feel like they have what they need. They contend that there is a disturbing pattern of behavior. And, of course, the NFL is arguing that that these accusers were, you know, probably, you know, out for something, you know, for money or whatever the case that the NFLPA is arguing. And, you know, it's going to be a little while before they get to the end.
They've already talked to like 11 of them, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
You may learn a lot about this decision here since they've actually spoken to a lot of them. But let's hear from Phil Yates as he talks on Canty and Carlin, as he talks about Baker Mayfield and staying with the Browns.
the Browns and Baker's mutual disinterest is not a football-driven decision, right? I think it's pretty clear that if Deshaun Watson is unavailable for one game or 17 games, at his best, Baker Mayfield is far superior of a player to Jacoby Brissett. This is a people's issue. This is two sides that have gone through a public, well, not quite divorce, but a separation that's going to eventually lead to a divorce.
Teron Davenport also talks about what's next for Baker Mayfield moving on.
It really comes down to how things, I think Seattle is probably the most likely landing spot, mm-hmm. but they have to see how things are in camp, right, with Drew Lock and with Geno Smith. If he were to get traded there, I think it's a disservice to him because he still has to go there and learn the scheme. And that's a lot, man. Like, you're starting way behind and the timing and chemistry, but that's probably the most likely option. I don't know that Carolina is as much of an option as far as, you know, Sam Darnold, but, you know, they drafted a young quarterback. I would imagine they want that guy to come in and show what he could do at some point. So Seattle would be the destination, in my opinion.
Wow.
Yep.
Geno Smith is still in the league?
Yeah. Still in the league, yeah.
And talking about being a starting quarterback for Seattle?
I mean, Drew Lock is the other guy. I mean,
goodness gracious.
I mean, it seems like it's not a lot of competition there, but we'll see.
Interesting.
He could walk right in that spot.
I think eventually that's what's going to happen.
Here, Carson Wentz could start over there.
He's going to be.
Lord.
Well, where's you starting now?
Nowhere. Nowhere. I got your guy. That's who's going to be my story.
Don't be trying to take that. That's my position.
No, that's my guy.
No, Carson Wentz is starting quarterback for the Commanders, right?
Not yet.
Because then, of course, our main man from Carolina is going to take over.
Yes, Sam Howell.
And who would that be?
You know who that is.
Sam Darnold?
Say his name loud.
Sam Darnold?
No.
No.
Sam? Sam Howell?
Sammy Howell, yeah.
Didn't hear you.
Sam Slinging Sammy Howell.
Yeah.
Which Sammy would
be,
Howell.
Which hopefully it will be an opportunity for him to shed all things that drug him down last year, you know, and be able to excel now since he's in a better place. You know what I mean? Playing in a real system.
A real system.
A real system. Like, wow. That.
The Commanders.
Unlike whatever they had going on in the mountains over there.
Wow.
That was the last time we ever seen him.
Boy, that's true.
Boy went to the mountains, he ain't never been seen again. Mm. But he back now, though. He back with the Commanders. But
the Commanders.
But I'll let you guys know because we are going. I'm going to training camp this year. So
really?
So I'm going to let you know.
They're giving your boy more money.
Who?
Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Fifth highest paid.
$71 million.
That's right. Fifth highest paid wide receiver in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So deservedly so, by the way.
Yeah, because he's going to drop two passes the whole season.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm.
When the rest of them didn't make it to him.
Somebody got to throw it right to him.
imagine if he had somebody that could get the rest of them actually to him.
Right, exactly. Right.
You know? Because, you know, look, anytime you're running a 30-yard fly, in the past 15 yards, it's like, well, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But, hey, we got Wentz now, though. See what I'm saying? We got Carson. We're good. You feel good about that, Pam?
The Commanders?
Absolutely.
I feel good. Who cares?
What in the world?
Commanders, Commanders, Commanders.
How does that work? Who cares? How y'all treat it? See, you should be more like Reese.
Reese pulls for the Commanders?
No, Reese knows his team is suspect.
So he that's why he flip-flops?
No, that's why he don't say much.
Oh.
Because he knows his team is suspect.
Wait a minute. I wasn't even part of this conversation. Now you're going to just pull me in.
That's why he doesn't say much, man. Trust me.
I see y'all getting ready for Dallas. That's what y'all doing.
Yeah, you're right. Because anytime we get to put Dallas under our boot, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Not going to happen.
But with that being said, though, Baker Mayfield wow, that'd be interesting if he could step into the Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ready-made home for him. Ready to go. But the Deshaun case, I mean, I don't know what to expect out of these conversations or these talks with the arbitrator. I really don't know.
It's not
now,
looking good.
Now seeing that they've been, you know, they've interviewed 11 people. Mm-hmm. And they've had these conversations. I don't know what to expect now.
Well, I mean, I saw a hearing yesterday that didn't go well. For Whoop. Some people.
Oof.
I didn't see that coming.
What? here is not where you want to be these days.
No, not at all.
The one yesterday, that's setting the tempo for the other ones.
Video receipts.
Yeah. That was good.
Exactly.
That was good right there.
What?
That was like walking into an intervention. Right. And everybody you know that you have done wrong sitting there come on. Oh, you here too.
Look around the room, you're like, and there's that one that you're like, oh my God, it's over.
Yeah, you know they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know they know.
So, but Robinson, Sue Robinson's her name. I think she's the arbitrator.
Yeah, Sue
Robinson.
She's
going to let us know something. I guess she got to come to some type of decision because the fate of how long he's going to be out, the show I watched, I'm talking about, is in her hands.
That's right.
It was weird, though. We just uncovered some disturbing patterns in behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That was the comments that's coming out of the interviews.
Really?
I said, okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Throw the towel over there.
Yeah, I was just like.
Starts with the towel being thrown over there.
I was like, okay, what does that mean? Some
disturbing patterns. Mm-hmm.
In behavior. I'm like, this is going bad. This is going bad. Man, I tell you what, we're having a good time on this hump day. If you ain't humping, you ain't trying.
That's right.
Make sure you come back in the next hour, man. We're going to talk about my homegirl, Serena
nice
Williams.
Nice song there. Nice song.
Uh-oh. Look at that now.
Pam's doing a wobble.
Reese said, if you got to do the wobble, that means you can't find nobody to dance with you.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.